Minnesota's projected budget surplus now stands at more than $17 billion. Supporters of clean energy projects and other infrastructure needs say the outlook should compel state lawmakers to approve matching funds tied to federal support. Mike Moen reports.
The updated economic forecast comes 1 year after the federal infrastructure law was signed. It includes funding for things like electric vehicle charging stations. But those federal grants require matching funds, and Minnesota is among the states that have yet to follow up. DFL State Senator Nick Friends, who is poised to be Assistant Majority Leader, says they can't wait much longer.
There are some states out there who are ahead of us in appropriating these matching funds, and given the budget news, I don't see any reason Minnesota should be behind other states in seeking these federal funds.
Lawmakers reconvene early next month, and advocates say waiting until later in the session means losing federal funds to projects elsewhere. State officials say more than 80% of Minnesota's share requires matching dollars. And while Democrats will control the legislature and governor's office, Friends cautions that there could be spirited conversations about which projects to prioritize. I'm Mike Moen.